His name, can somebody say amen?
Amen.
All right. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. Rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given unto thine hand Zion, the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land, so begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. You know how the preachers preach one sermon, man. They read one verse of scripture, they preach for. That's all right. Amen. You can do it. I just need more scriptures than that. All right. Now, we talked about love last, and I mentioned love because love really is the part that deals with the heart. You can do a lot of other things and talk about a lot of the subjects and so forth like that. Even people get filled with the Holy Ghost, but they still mean. And so... And so what we have to do is we have to understand, wait a minute, God wants all of us to be transformed. He wants our head, our heart, and our hands. He wants everything got redeemed. God wants us to really be truly new creatures. So as we go into this, I look at this as being a teaching to put it all together. And one of the things that I want you to note first is that as we go into these teachings, you must decide to put God's word first place. Put God's word first place. Now, one of the reasons you put it first place is because it's true. It's true. And Titus chapter 1 and verse 2, it says that in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. God cannot lie, not won't, can't lie. Over in Romans chapter 3, we've read that last time, chapter 3 and verse 3, and also verse 4, he says, "In for what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, and every man be a liar." Now, we covered that last time, because we have to make up our mind that God's word is true. Now, this is all got to be going on in your life and in your thinking as you go in to possess your inheritance. You must develop your faith to stand against the opposition. If you're going to take the redemptive promises of God, it's going to take a stand of faith to do that. Now, this Bible is God talking to you. I said, this Bible is God talking to you. Look what he says. He said in Isaiah 55 and verse 11, he says, "So shall it, the word be that goes forth out of my mouth." This is God talking now. "It shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it." Now, this is God saying that his word is going to prosper wherever he sent it. Say amen to this. So as we look at this Bible, this is God speaking to you. One more time. Say, this is God speaking to me. That's what this Bible is. Now, question. Does he plan for it to return to him void?
No.
Nope. He said, let there be light. And what happened? Light was. Same thing about this deal here, this Bible. He is speaking to you. And when that word comes to you, he expects it to do what it says it's going to do. Isn't that good? So if this is happening in your life, then now God is leading you into the battle. Now notice what he did in Numbers chapter 14. You started Numbers chapter 13, and what happened is they sent out 12 spies and they came back. Now the Bible says in verse 30, it says, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it. This is chapter 13, verse 30. For we are well able to overcome it. So he's going in to possess what God had promised him. And he said, we're well able to overcome it. Now he's saying all of this in public. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against these people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up what kind of report? An evil report. So notice here, Joshua and Caleb are saying what God said. The other people are saying what they feel. So there probably is going to be a delta, a difference between what you see in God's word and your condition. But what are you going to say? Well, you're going to say what God said. Because his word shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish. Now, y'all with me? Now, we're going in to get our stuff, see, because God never intended for you to be saved and broke. Never intended, come on, you be saved and miserable. Never intended for you to be saved and sick. Never intended for you. I can just go right on down the line. So somewhere we haven't inherited some of our possessions. Chapter 14, and all the congregation lifted up their voice and they cried. The people wept that night. Then all the children of Israel murmured against Moses, against Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt. Would God we had died in this wilderness. And wherefore has the Lord brought us into the land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? And were it not better for us to return to Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make us another pastor and return unto Egypt. Voted the pastor out. You can't vote me out. I started this. But notice what's happening here. We're talking about going in and possessing what God has promised us. And they got a problem with this. Now, let's talk about a couple of things. One, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, verse 1, that's 4 and verse 1. Let's just start it right there. He said, let us therefore fear means believe, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was a gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Now that verse right there. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. Now the gospel, the good news, is let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. That's the gospel. So many times, the gospel to the natural mind is not reasonable. It's not reasonable. He said, we are well able to overcome it. So he said, unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith. See, that was the piece that was missing. So when I preach what I'm going to preach here, glory to